Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Gaddafi stands firm, if not tall, according to his spokesman.
I'm not going to talk about the location of the leader, but the leader is absolutely with us. He's leading the country every day. He's leading the daily matters of the country. He's helping us conduct the crisis. And he's strong, very high morale, very high spirit.
The stalled military campaign against Libya's leader awaits a decision by the International Criminal Court to issue an official warrant against Gaddafi. 100 days of bombing, and now NATO can make an arrest? The complexities of Libya. Congress formally disapproves of the U.S. role but keeps paying for it. Does he stay or does he go? Gaddafi and the clash of international laws. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Questions about Libya, questions about the green card lottery, which was actually disavowed by the State Department. We'll talk about that this hour. It's Monday, June 27th, and let's get a check of the morning's top news. It's been 100 days since the bombs started falling over Libya, and this morning the rebels are making a push for the capital, Tripoli. Heavy fighting reported about 50 miles southwest of the capital. An hour from now, the International Criminal Court will decide whether to issue an arrest warrant for Muammar Gaddafi and one of his sons on charges of crimes against humanity. It's expected a warrant will be issued in a half hour. We'll talk more about the latest in Libya on the diplomatic, the criminal court front, and the military front. Meanwhile, the chaos in Yemen has opened a window for militias with ties to al-Qaeda. Our partner, The New York Times, is reporting that the port city of Aden, Yemen's largest city, is surrounded by these militias, and there are concerns they may try to actually take the city. Only halfway through the year, but 2011 already ranks second all-time in terms of U.S. individual natural disasters, costing at least $1 billion or more.
Mother Nature is just putting on her fury again. She put on her dancing shoes and decided to party.
That's Ann Harris trying to be philosophical in Minot, North Dakota, where the Cirrus River flooded over the weekend, leaving about 4,000 homes underwater. Making matters worse, most people do not have flood insurance. Only about 375 residents have the insurance. Moving to the charred southwest now, a wildfire burning about a half mile from the Los Alamos National Laboratory, the site that developed the first nuclear weapon. Lab officials have closed the facility and say all radioactive and hazardous materials are being protected. Nevertheless, in Arizona, firefighters have the upper hand on three huge wildfires that have been burning for weeks. Thousands of evacuated residents, like Gene Munt, are returning home.
Looks like a moonscape. It is black.
Talking about his state of Arizona, extreme weather events have caused more than $32 billion worth of damages this year and were just at the start of the hurricane season. Two American soldiers killed in Iraq this weekend makes June the deadliest month for U.S. forces there in more than 2 years. So far this month, 11 U.S. troops have been killed in Iraq, all of them from hostile fire. The upticks in the fatalities come as the remaining U.S. soldiers prepare to withdraw from Iraq by the end of the year. President Obama takes over negotiations on spending cuts and raising the government's debt ceiling today. He'll meet with Senate leaders at the White House. We'll begin with a discussion of that on the agenda this morning. Two Supreme Court decisions on the First Amendment expected today, or at least this week. One looks at whether it's unconstitutional to ban the sale of ultra-violent video games to children. The second will rule on an Arizona campaign finance law that gives extra cash to publicly funded candidates who face privately funded rivals. One of the world's oldest and largest gay pride parades marched through New York City's Greenwich Village yesterday, 2 days after the state legalized same-sex marriage. David Friend says the law was long overdue.
I'm thrilled. I think it's about time we had justice, especially New York State. Justice and equality, it's a great day for gays and New York.
You can hear the spectacular partying that went on in the city over the weekend. Same-sex marriages are expected to begin in New York State at the end of the month. Asian markets down, European indices are up despite problems with the Greek sovereign debt. Futures are up, the Dow gets underway at 11,934, the S&P opens at 1,268, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,652. Coming up this morning, we're going to talk with friend and contributor Patrick Henry Bass about the new way to discover the classics with profitable results for apps. on the ebook readers for authors and publishers. But first, a look ahead to the big developing stories for the week on the agenda. Just a few minutes.